I mean, all those other entities that are in my lease that right. were a very high concern of mine.
Right. But if you wanted to start a charter business today and still operate the maintenance shop, and I probably shouldn't be asking you, but I mean, I should be asking everybody else that has been in that facility, you know, is that the kind of facility that you would want the Sussex County Airport to be providing charter services to the public at?
I think the public would decide on that. I don't think that's something
we need to decide on that. Well, that's Jim, the whole purpose of minimum standards.
I have chartered and boarded charter airplanes where I had to stand in the sun for almost 3 hours waiting for the airplane to arrive. And the only place to sit down was an old rusted 55-gallon drum if I wanted to climb on top of it and sit down. Mm-hmm. So yeah, but there was a regular charter service working out of that airport. And mm-hmm. That was it. There's not a building on the airport.
Right. And that's what I'm saying is that okay? Is that the image of the Sussex County Airport that you're recommending?
Well, I don't think that's really the point that I'm trying to make, is whether we allow piece of crap aircraft to fly in and out of here or not. The public will ultimately decide. If he runs a crappy mm-hmm. operation, and there's been one here that I know of, you see what happened to it. It disappears. Mm-hmm. So if you don't comply to a minimum, not necessarily standards here, but just a minimum level of acceptance, because if you're paying $1,000 or $2,000 an hour for an aircraft, that's going to dictate some of that all by itself. We don't need to dictate and say, well, you know, you have to have a lounge and all this stuff, because I don't think it will fly. If you want to attract people, you have to design your business around that to attract them. Mm-hmm. If it's successful, then you will upgrade your facilities. If it's not successful, then you have a minimum investment, and guess what? It didn't happen, and it goes away. Mm-hmm. So I understand your point, but I think if you specify that you have to have X number of square foot or whatever, I don't think... If you want to foster the growth of the airport, I don't think it will happen. Mm-hmm. It would be great if we had three people running, and it's like, man, this is a fiasco. Right. We need to do something about it. That would be perfect.
But yeah, I haven't recommended anything yet. So
I know, but we have nobody now. So if someone takes the initiative to start something, I think we should, as the airport body, we should be encouraging them. It's like, whatever we can do to help them. Mm-hmm. You know, and if you want to just... to get going.
Yeah. And that's you're exactly on the right track with that.
Actually establishing those minimum standards comes into play.
Right.
And there's two different things. It's establishing a minimum standard and then holding somebody who already has something in their lease to that minimum standard.
Correct. That is correct.
Two different.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I just hate to see anything overly restrictive when nothing exists now. Because we're trying to foster growth.
And that's
you can't foster growth with restrictions.
Right.
No matter how hard you try, it will never happen. Contrary to popular public belief.
But using the example of air charter, you know, Part 135 regulations dictate an awful lot of what, mm-hmm. what there is as far as running the Part 135 mm-hmm. operation.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Even under Part 91, you know, air tours. The FAA puts a lot of restrictions on you for even doing something like that.
Mm-hmm. And you got to look at what's right for this airport. Like you said, we have no charter service here now.
Right.
If what it takes to get one started is to say, operate on the back of your pickup truck, you may think that's fine and make that recommendation. You know,
they won't survive if they do that.
Right.
And that's, but it's the opportunity to make it happen.
Yep.
If it can grow, and that, Microsoft started out of a garage.
Yep. Like I said, I mean, you got to look at this airport. What's it going to take to, if you want a charter service, you can't set the bar up here. You're going to have to.
Yeah, the bar's going to be set low just to get something started. That's sort of the way I look at it. It's like anything we can do to encourage growth at this airport is. I'm going to do my best to make it happen.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, so there's some disagreement on some of the wording, but does everybody understand kind of here? Now, the last thing here, these minimum standards,